From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Will this finally be the year a racial profiling ban wins approval in the Alabama legislature? That was one Alabama senator's hope this week. State lawmakers also tackled a number of voting laws. But we start this week's legislative recap with a measure banning vaccine passports, which would provide proof someone's been vaccinated against COVID-19. Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban the bill faces hurdles.
The concern is that it could seem almost coercive. At least those were the words of the sponsor of this bill, Senator Arthur Orr of Decatur. Coercive in the sense that people would feel pressured to get a vaccination if they wanted to enter certain businesses or certain buildings or attend certain functions. He says he just doesn't feel like that's somewhere that we need to go, and that he thinks the focus needs to be more on getting people vaccinated.
Right. And under this proposed legislation, nursing homes, hospitals, universities, places that already have requirements like this in place would not be affected.
No, they would not.
Moving on to racial profiling, the Alabama Senate approved a bill that bans traffic stops based on race. What are the mechanics of this? What guidelines does this measure lay out for law enforcement?
This is a bill that has had an interesting journey. Senator Roger Smitherman of Birmingham has been trying to get this out for almost a decade now. It's passed the Senate several times, but never made it out of the House to final passage. And it calls for certain training of law enforcement officers to guard against racial profiling in traffic stops. It also calls for a database to keep track of traffic stops and what transpired during the traffic stops, a database that could be learned from by law enforcement. You know, Senator Smitherman says he himself has been the victim of racial profiling during a traffic stop, and he believes it's got to stop.
And what if a police officer is found to have engaged in racial profiling? Are there consequences?
Well, he wants to, A, raise awareness, and B, say that if there are instances like this, which he says there have been plenty of, that he could cite over the years, that it would be called to an officer's attention, and that proper measures would be taken to guard against it happening in the future.
Okay, so it sounds like no significant penalties have been spelled out for police, but there could be other consequences. Don, let's turn now to voting laws. There were a number of proposed bills in the State House this week tied to elections. One would ban curbside voting. Give us a brief overview.
Yeah, the curbside voting ban was probably the more high profile of all the bills that were up in the Senate on Thursday. It's an outgrowth of the election during the pandemic and, of course, the calls that were made last year for curbside voting to be an option in Alabama. It's not really technically allowed under state law, although some contend that it's not explicitly spelled out that way. And those who support a ban say that they think we need it to guard against possible fraud. At any rate, this bill did not make it out of the Senate on Thursday. It was carried over. So we will wait to see if this bill gets a vote next week. There were several other election-related bills that did get out of the Senate on Thursday. Most notably was Senate Bill 305, sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Clay Schofield of Gunnersville. And it would prohibit double voting or any attempt by an individual to double vote in or outside the state of Alabama in a single election. In other words, during a single election, you couldn't vote in Alabama and in another state.
Some of these bills will have lots of important consequences in next year's general elections. Don, thank you, as always, for being with us.
Gigi, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news most Fridays during the legislative session.